We all say Jesus Christ came, suffered for us, He saved us, He is our Savior. That's what you think. Yes, the Savior. Well, my neighbor needs to be rescued. She's such a snake. Why save me? I'm a good person, actually. Do you hear me? A human being here, just as he starts to see himself, it turns out that he needs Jesus Christ himself. Why do I need him? Because I've seen something worse. And when I saw something else, I made a firm decision. Well, that's it. I will never lose my temper again. I will keep it inside me. And immediately she told me something, and I got nervous again. I mean, not only did I see something in me, but I realized I couldn't handle myself. I can't get rid of it. What can I do? I'm trying, but I can't, but I want to. And I realized that if I can't deal with these things, what our lives will become? What's it going to be? And we see that if we try to make things right, it's going to fail. And we realize there is no way to eradicate passion. And I'm doing my best not to say lies here for a while. And then I lose control and say lies again. So what happens? If you turn to other religions, they will tell you, that's all. That's all. What does Christianity say? No, it's not the end. It is just the beginning. Jesus Christ is the true Savior. Start addressing Him in prayer. Prayer not for any external things, not for the events of our lives, for success and health. No. And, Lord, I can't. Lord, help me. Not one person, not two, not ten, not thousands, not hundreds of thousands of people have shown that sincere repentance and compulsion to fulfill the commandments of God. I repeat, sincere repentance is a very powerful means in healing my soul. But how is the soul healed? As I realize that I really cannot do anything. Do you know what the name of this realization? Humility. As the Lord helps me to be humble, to see myself, to be aware of my sinfulness. The experience of many people speaks for itself. On the way to it, first of all, a vision of my sins, the awareness that I myself cannot cope with it, an appeal to God in prayer. On this path, there is a gradual fading of passions, eradication. Although it's difficult to speak about eradication right now, it's very difficult, but at least the taming of these passions. This is how the peace is gained, because man turns to the One who is the source of this peace, to God.